WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 5 degrees above zero in Atlantic. And again, we're looking for skies to be partly sunny to sunny here today, with a high around 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department said yesterday that three people had been arrested recently, with one of the arrests occurring over the weekend. 19-year-old Dylan Seth Olson of Ottawa was arrested at around 2 a.m. Saturday on charges of OWI second offense and driving while revoked. The charges stem from a traffic stop in Exira. Olson was brought to the Ottawa County Jail and released after posting a $2,000 bond. Friday morning, 24-year-old Randy Travis Kurth of Audubon was arrested on an outstanding warrant for violation of his probation. Kurth posted bond and was released from custody and was scheduled to have appeared in court on Monday. And 29-year-old Kenneth James Peel of Audubon was arrested Friday afternoon on an outstanding warrant for violation of his probation. Peel was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $10,000 bond. I'll have more news right after this.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. For major repairs, including new house construction to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
A special exhibit will open this morning at Veterans Auditorium in Harlan. The Remembering Our Fallen exhibit will be on display for 1 week, and it's a stark reminder of the ultimate sacrifice made by 76 Iowans killed in the War on Terror while wearing our country's uniform in a war zone. Gene Cavanaugh, Shelby County Veterans Affairs Director, says opening ceremonies begin at 10 a.m.
Well, we're going to have a general program at the Pledge of Allegiance, National Anthem. Taps will be played after the roll call is given. There'll be a speaker. Master Sergeant Bill Reed will be a speaker. Master Ceremonies will be Mike Burrell, the commander of the American Legion Post 150 here in Harlan. There will be a roll call of all the names of Iowans who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The photo display has traveled around the state of Iowa and is on location for 1 week at a time. Bill and Yvonne Williams of Patriotic Productions in Omaha created the exhibit. Cavanaugh says the couple wanted a way to honor the soldiers.
They just wanted a way to honor the people who have died in these wars, and they put together an exhibit. I think Iowa was the first exhibit they put together. And now they're putting together different exhibits in different states honoring the people in those states who have died in these wars.
Cavanaugh says there's no charge for you to view the exhibit.
They can spend as much time as they want to, and it's free of charge, no charge for the public to come in. And I'm hoping the people in Shelby County and Harlan will come out and honor these people.
Following the opening day ceremonies today, the regular hours for the exhibit the rest of this week through next Tuesday will be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Harlan's Veterans Memorial Building. A new director has been named for the Department of Veterans Affairs, Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System. Dr. Marcy Milan has been Associate Director of the VA Healthcare System in Minneapolis. She replaces Al Washko, who retired March 31st after holding the Nebraska Western Iowa post for more than 7 years. The system serves more than 161,000 veterans who live in 104 counties in Nebraska, Western Iowa, and portions of Kansas and Missouri. Milan holds a doctorate in clinical psychology and a master's degree in healthcare administration. She takes over in Omaha on January 15th. The head of Iowa's nursing home for veterans in Marshalltown has ended a program in which residents transported other residents who use wheelchairs after a bloody accident and a citation from state regulators. Home Commandant David Worley said he no longer wanted to risk having residents transport other residents after an elderly woman suffering from arthritis and dementia fell out of a wheelchair on September 29th, hit her face on concrete, and broke her nose. She needed 14 stitches. The fall was reported to regulators, who cited the home for a safety violation and issued a $3,000 fine. Her escort told regulators he'd been doing the job for 3 months but had no training on using wheelchairs. The chair's pedals were not being used at the time of the fall. Officials at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn have announced the awarding of a major grant to the museum from a foundation which provides grants for cooperation and cultural interaction between Denmark and the other Nordic-related countries. A $158,000 grant from the A.P. Moller and Chasten McKinney Moller Foundation in Denmark will be used to digitize and provide global online access to historic Danish-American archival collections. The project is a partnership with the Danish-American Archive and Library in Blair, Nebraska, the Danish Immigrant Archive at Granville University in Des Moines, and the Danish-American Heritage Society in Salem, Oregon. The project will also include digitization of 49 original scrapbooks of newspaper clippings by world-renowned Danish tenor Lauritz Melchior, which he began keeping in 1925. The clippings have recently come into the possession of the Danish Immigrant Museum, are in a very fragile and deteriorating condition. Elsewhere in the news, police in Atlantic said Monday an accident late Saturday morning in the downtown area caused $1,700 damage to the vehicles involved, but no one was injured. A vehicle driven by Verlaine Rathkamp of Griswold was traveling south on Chestnut Street at around 11:35 a.m. in front of Capel's Hardware Store, when a vehicle driven by Philip Cullen of Wyota began to back out of a parking stall in front of the store, and the vehicles collided. There were no injuries and no citations. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce said yesterday the annual Elect a Scrooge contest wrapped up last week with Janet Capel taking the title as the 2011 Scrooge, as well as the honor of Grand Marshal in the lighted Christmas parade Saturday night. Scrooge organizer Eleanor Hoover said that Janet did a great job, but that all of the candidates were winners in her book. The other nominees included Nancy Fredrickson from Geis Perry Jewelry, Brad Pierbolt of Pierbolt Chiropractic, Aaron Siggins of Hy-Vee, and Karen Smith of Handbag Ranch. Each nominee had a month to raise funds and non-perishable items for the Atlantic Food Pantry. The total collaborative effort brought in 15,845 points, which translates into that same amount of dollars. 1 point is equal to a single item or $1 in cash donations. Food pantry organizers say they've seen an increase in traffic in the past several months, and the donations help them provide for the community for the entire year. Eleanor Hoover says she's already starting a list of candidates for the 2012 Scrooge race, and suggestions are welcome by calling the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce at 243-3017 or emailing chamber@atlanticiowa.com. 17 businesses and local organizations braved the rain and snow last Saturday evening in Atlantic to participate in the Chamber's lighted Christmas parade. Chamber Executive Director Megan Roberts at the Heritage House won the judged portion of the parade with their custom-made Ferris wheel and other carnival rides. Coming in with a close second-place finish in the parade was the Nishnavelli YMCA. Third place went to the First United Methodist Church. The Scrooge candidates also participated in the parade with, again, as we mentioned, Janet Capel, the Grand Marshal. Fireworks were provided that evening by A.M. Coron & Son Incorporated, which preceded the parade. And as has always been the tradition, Santa Claus rode the Atlantic Fire Department's ladder truck Saturday to bring the evening to a close. A new report suggests Iowa's construction industry is recovering. An analysis from the Associated General Contractors of America compared October of 2010 to October of this year and have found a 4% increase in construction jobs in the state of Iowa. The Quad Cities market saw the largest increase, with a 12% jump in the number of construction jobs this fall as compared to last fall. There was a 4% bump up in the Des Moines area construction industry, but just a 1% increase in Cedar Rapids. And the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area saw a 3% decline in the number of construction jobs this October as compared to October of 2010. Taking a look at our national news headlines at this hour, authorities in Georgia are expected to say later this morning whether a body found in a trash container is that of a 7-year-old Jorlis Riviera. The girl disappeared last week from an apartment complex playground north of Atlanta. President Barack Obama travels today to a Kansas town where in 1910 President Roosevelt delivered his new nationalism speech on giving regular Americans a square deal. Obama plans to focus on his ideas for helping middle-class workers. He's been pushing the extension of the payroll tax cut. And prosecutors say there have been significant developments in the criminal investigation that grew from the deadliest U.S. mine disaster in 4 decades. The families of 29 men killed in the 2010 explosion of the Upper Big Branch mine in southern West Virginia will hear the findings from federal officials today. One victim's father says somebody's got to pay for what's been done. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins. Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
In the funeral announcements, Leo Jacobson, age 72 of Walnut, died Friday. Funeral services for Leo Jacobson will be held at 10:30 today at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George Mathiason, age 94 of Elkhorn, died Friday. Funeral services for George Mathiason will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lola McLaren, age 95 of Cumberland, died November 29th. Funeral services for Lola McLaren will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church in rural Messina. The Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Warren Sons, age 74 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Memorial services for Warren Sons will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marilyn Ann Warner, age 76 of Casey, died Friday. Memorial services for Marilyn Warner will be today at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Delta Annetta Wyeth, age 92 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Delta Wyeth will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Croman, age 92 of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Memorial services for Robert Croman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Bobby Eugene Huebner, age 72 of rural Lewis, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bobby Huebner are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's Check of the News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Rick Henson reporting.